This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Later this week, President Bush will continue his campaign to change Social Security. He's trying to convince voters to convince lawmakers to enact his program. So far, the president appears to have had a limited effect. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Koki Roberts, as she does every Monday. Good morning, Koki.
Good morning, Steve.
The Republicans, the president's own party, seem to be running farther and farther away from the president on Social Security.
Well, they've been doing a good bit of polling and talking to voters, and as the president has been, but the president's trying to convince the voters. The Republicans in the House and Senate have been trying to figure out what the voters are saying, and they a couple of Republican polling firms conducted 14 focus groups around the country on the subject for the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's the committee that tries to get Republicans elected to the House of Representatives. And they found there was a great interest in this. People agreed that Social Security needed some change, but they rejected the notion that the program was in crisis. And there was a resistance across all age groups to cutting benefits or raising payroll taxes. The idea of personal counts had not caught on at all. And a second survey for Senate Republicans found pretty much the same thing. One of the things that makes it a problem for them is that the respondents said the only people they really trusted on the subject was the AARP. And, of course, the AARP has been out there with ads opposing the president and any idea of what he would call personal accounts. Also, as the Republicans sort through this and try to make recommendations, one of the things that they keep putting up big warning signs on is that in addition to worrying about how some of the older voters are going, that they also need to listen to their base because there could be some real problems there.
What problems?
Well, the biggest one is raising the cap on the amount of income that is taxed for Social Security. And, of course, when you in all of these focus groups, that is the single most popular solution is among all age groups is to say, well, the best thing to do is just keep taxing everybody's income at higher levels to take care of the system, and it'll be fine. So it's going to be hard for them to sort of thread their way through this.
What are the Democrats doing in this situation?
Well, the Republicans in this in their recommendations say the fact that we have gotten voters saying that there is a problem here makes it clear that the problem needs to be solved, and that Democrats can be put on the spot by appearing to just be obstructing, saying no, not doing anything to solve it. And Democrats have heard from some of their own consultants to that effect. James Carville, Stanley Greenberg saying that to them, that they can't just say no. However, in these Republican surveys, they have found that the voters don't seem to have any problem with the Democrats just saying no. They think that's just business as usual in Washington. Both parties do it, and they don't seem to be having any rejection of the Democrats along those lines so far. But the president is out there, Steve, on the hustings, and he, you know, he could easily sway that opinion.
Thanks very much. That's NPR political analyst Koki Roberts.